Welcome to another episode of Smoke Signals. I'm Venture, and we have a great episode for you guys today. Go ahead and tell the listener your name and where you're coming in from.
My name is Jeffrey Martinez. I'm from the Navajo Reservation, Mini Farms to be exact, the central part of the res. But I live in Winslow on the border town, so just out here trying to get it, making jewelry and selling it.
Nice, yeah. And is that where you're born and raised, or is that just where you're residing currently?
I'm residing in Winslow currently, you know what I mean, for a couple years now. I
Okay.
started in, yeah, like I usually go to the border towns. I'm from Mini Farms, that's the central part. So I used to go to Farmington for a couple years, and I went to Gallup for a couple years, and at the end, I came this way.
And what state are we talking real quick?
Arizona.
Yeah, just so the listener knows,
Yeah,
right?
it's Arizona, New Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico border.
Awesome. And yeah, obviously you and I met over at the UNLV powwow a couple weeks ago. You were, you know, getting your hustle on doing that. And obviously this being such a new show, I thought, why not be great to hear from some of the vendors, right? Some of the artists, some of the people whose hard work and hands and fingers, like you're doing right now, are getting after it. What are you making right now, currently, as we're talking?
I'll make necklaces, necklaces with earring sets, and I make like different stuff, but mainly necklaces and earrings.
Yeah. And I mean, not to go too deep into it right in it, but it's just been on the top of my mind because you're actively making art. Art is what moves culture, in my opinion, right? Like, that's something that I've always tried to, within modern society, kind of push that as like, hey, these are some of the most important people in our communities, right? It's not the bankers or the guys in the suit and ties necessarily, right? It's the artists who 10,000 years from now, when they pull our bodies up on the ground, they actually made the biggest impact, right? And kind of telling our story behind, hey, what were these people like, right? What were they into? Why were they drawing on their bodies? Why were they wearing certain things, right? And is that kind of how you think about it? Or are there any thoughts that you have to kind of add on to that? Because I've just always said the artists are such an underappreciated class of people sometimes.
I can say this, you can say, you know what I mean? It's not really like, you know, it's not like that, you know, it's more like, you know, it is like, you know, nobody does it no more. And, the reason why basically probably I'm on here too, is because I want to encourage other people, you know what I mean? Cause it's part of our tradition and wherever they're from, you know, like look into your ancestors, look into like little jewelry or little stuff you can make that handcrafted. Whatever, you know, I got like, you know, I'm Navajo, so I got my own thing. And then like, you know, I encourage everybody, you know what I mean? Like, you know, from all circles, from all, like, you know what I mean? All nations. So that's why, you know, that's, you know, it could be like you said, you know, just, you know, like, oh, like, you know, handcrafted or like, you know, it is that too, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I just want everybody to be like, I wish everybody's traditional, like back in the day, you know what I mean? That is all.
Yeah. Dude, how long have you been an artist for?
I've been an artist for like probably 10 or 15 years. 10 or 15 years. And yeah, I've been like probably 10 or like 10 years, you know what I mean? 10 years good and on and off for like 10 or 15 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm sure we'll try to fill that gap of time. And then what were you doing before you were dabbling, obviously, in your craft?
Oh, I used to be crazy. Like, I was like, I used to be crazy. You know what I mean? I used to be, yeah, I was like with the bad crowd and I used to get in trouble a lot and I learned my lesson and I'm glad I got this. You know what I mean? I'm glad I got my jewelry because I was like hard headed. I don't want to work for nobody, and you know what I mean? I was in like fast money and this and that. That you know, like that. That's the old school. That's the old me. But it's like, you know, like I don't know. Like this is what kept me out of trouble. This is what helped change my life. So I'm like 4 years sober right now. I'm gonna be five. So like, especially where I'm coming from, like everybody I'm around, like they're not even around. So I'm glad to be here today, and even. Just, you know, just talk about where I'm from or what I'm about, you know.
Yeah, man. Congrats on being almost 5 years sober. That's a really big deal, right? And
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't an easy route or easy road to get
Yeah.
there, right?
Yeah, everybody was saying, oh, you gotta do steps, this and that. And then I was like, man, I just gotta, like, basically what helped me is, like, sell jewelry and, shut everything down. You don't have to drop a lot of people and, like, just stop cold turkey, you know what I mean? Stop cold
And
turkey.
it's kind of funny you said that because anytime you hear somebody say all you got to do, I feel like it's going to be followed by some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
all you
bro,
got to
like,
do is just fix this tire. And it's like, well, it's not the tire, it's the brakes, and then it's the rotor, and then the axle. And you know, like, there's a lot of steps before we get to the tire, right? And something that.
and then when you tell me, when you tell me, I got sober, this and that, and then, like the third step or the fourth, like I don't even know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, I'm not, you know what I mean? There's a lot of, you can use the steps though, you know what I mean? But this is basically what helped me, what helped me change, and I just shut everything down because all I had was like a bunch of friends that just, and it's lonely. But at the same time, you know what I mean? It's worth it. Like, if you want to change, and it's all about changing, you know what I mean? And nobody thought a person like me would change. So, like, I'm defying all the odds, and I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm even glad to be here right now. So.
Yeah, that's good though that you found that outlook, and it's one of those things where from when you talk about addiction, something that I notice is you hear the word addict and it has such a negative connotation, right? Of like, oh my gosh, you're going to end up in a gutter or something like that. I'm an addict. I know it's a spectrum, but I usually try to guide my impulses towards positive outlooks, right? Like, running a business or, helping out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can come up out of, like, you know what I mean? You can come up out of everything. You can come, like, make your own bit, like, have your own business. You can have your own everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's gonna be a lot of doubt and there's gonna be a lot of frustrations, like, probably the first couple of years, and it's gonna be hard. Yeah, like, but you gotta have just, you know what I mean? If you want change, you know what I mean? You already know you gotta get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So that's the
And
big
it's
thing.
the cool part that you're throwing out there, though, is what you said earlier, where you're trying to kind of ex inspire and encourage other people to go
Yeah,
out
that's the
there.
reason why. Yeah, that's the, like, you know, like, did like first, like, it was like to make money, because back in the day it was like kind of harder, and it wasn't harder, I was just like on foot and I was starting from the bottom, and it was like hard to get sales, and then I changed, and then I had like a always had like the people, like the crazy, like the group, the crazy group, because I used to be crazy myself, and I had them looking up to me, and I started doing good, so I started having the good people look up to me. And at the same time, like, in the end, you know what I mean? It ain't all about the money. I'm meant to inspire and motivate my people and my youngsters, and like, none of my elders. And I don't know, I just been through a lot too, you know what I mean? I've been through a lot. That's the main thing. That's the main thing, like, kind of the main things that, like, I mean, like, and I've been through a lot. That's what made me strong. So I don't
Yeah.
know. Hopefully everybody will be capable, and I'm not saying, like, like, oh, you can just do it just like this, do it like that, you know what I mean? And I also, like, started, like, I got the creator by my side, so that's a big thing. That's one of the biggest things right now in my life, so
I
yeah,
hear you, man.
man. Yeah.
And before we get into the been through a lot part, I think I want to take it even a step back further. Talk to me. What did your parents do growing up? Did you have both parents in the home, or was it just one, or how'd you grow up?
Oh, I grew up on the wrist. Yeah, my mom was there. She was always there. And then my dad was, like, there, like, when I was small. But he was, he did his own thing, I guess. Like, I don't know where I'm from on the res, there was a lot of alcohol, and there was a lot of, don't know, it was back when it was rezzed out. So
Yeah,
my dad, he
was that.
drank, and everything was just like, I don't know, it was just, I don't know, that was back in the good old days. I don't know how it is, but I don't know.
What did your mom do for work?
She used to work for the government. She used to work for at the house, the hospital. She used to work at IHS, I think. She used to work in housekeeping.
Oh, okay.
She used to always work. Yeah, she used to put her work before everything. That's good though.
How many siblings did you have, or were you an only child?
Oh yeah, no, I had like two brothers and two sisters. And then the reason why I changed lately too, what really gave me a boost, because I already changed already, I was already on the road. changing, you know what I mean? Like I'm like sobering up, you know, like off alcohol, like, you know what I mean? And my brother and my sister, my older brother, I used to look up to him, and then my sister, my older sister too, we're real close. They used to live next door, then they passed away like last year, 2 years ago, you know what I mean? Like back to back.
Oh,
And
man.
yeah, and them too, they passed away like back to back, like probably a month apart. And then my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, he passed away too, like probably a couple of weeks, like 2 weeks later. I don't know, it's pretty rough. So whatever I'm doing right now, I know they're here with me. So if I'm like, you know, if I'm sober, if I'm by myself, like I know they're here with me, you know what I mean? That's what keeps me, like, you know, I know, like I'm kind of doing it for them too, you know what I mean? Because I used to, like, they never really stayed with, never really seen me like this. Like my whole life, I was different. I was, you know, I would never be young and crazy if I wouldn't be this wise, you know what I mean, if I was never young and crazy.
Yeah, I hear that. And what to tell me, what are some of your favorite things to make when you're as an artist?
Necklaces with earrings, like I said, necklaces with earrings. I try to respect everybody's thing. You know, everybody has bracelets. Now, nobody don't think like that, because I have a lot of stuff, like different stuff, but I specialize in necklaces and earrings. And some people, they have everything, but like me, like who I am, like, oh, like some people, they have nothing but bracelets. Some people, they have nothing but this. Some people, they have nothing but earrings, you know, like, and then everybody knows I have necklaces too, you know what I mean? So I don't know, I just like, I make necklaces.
How do you make a necklace? Here's my favorite part is like when we have a pilot on and they try to explain to us like what all the gears do. You know, you get on a plane and you see like all the gears and dials and you're like, I don't know what any of that stuff does. And they tell you how to land a plane. I love hearing about the behind the scenes process, right? On how you not only get started for events, but how do you create inventory, right? Where did this stuff come from? Where do you get the materials? Like, what's that process look like? I want to hear about it.
I don't know, man. That's like a big old process. Oh, that's like a long ass story right there. I gotta
Go
get a
ahead.
wholesale. I gotta get a whole. Let me tell you just a little bit, because I've been doing this for a couple of years, and the only way, like, I've been doing it to get a really good profit, not really good, but like to make profit off it, is because like I get it from directly where the people get it at, like the Thunderbird, like the big old jewelry stores. So like usually, like I'm always like who I am, who I am. I go straight to the source, like the main whatever, you know what I mean? Like the main person who supplies everybody. So I get it straight from them, but at the same time, you got to buy a lot. But there's some people, they buy like from the, like that's how I get my jewelry. You can get it from everywhere though, but mainly some people, mainly all the places, you only get it from like one or two places. Yeah, so I try to save on everything, on what I get. Not save, but like have a variety. And then save some, like get a lot of, like just basically get a lot of it. That's the only way like it works for me.
Yeah, I feel that. And then how long does it usually take? Like, what does a typical day look like when you're creating your art? Do you have it kind of structured out, or do you prefer daytime,
Yeah, I have it structured
nighttime?
out. I have it structured out. I like usually I'll be selling all day, and I'll be at the shop, and then I'll be going around to the restaurants and the laundromats, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. Like, go to shows, like, you know, I'm still like, you know, every day is every day. So like, you know, I'm not just like the kickback type, you know what I mean? I'm still gonna go around here on the reservation. I'm still gonna go to events on weekends. But every evening, I try to take like probably like 5 or 6 hours to probably like make necklaces. But right now, I'm making some too, because I'm trying to. No, because right now I'm trying to get ready for. I'm just trying to have some jewelry ready by me.
Yeah, I feel that. And what usually, because you obviously have to go to the events, things like that. Do you ever think about building out? Do you have a website currently or throwing out more
No,
content?
I need help with all that. You know what I mean? Funds are tight right now. You know what I mean? My daughter, she got a letter from Harvard. Like, I guess she did good on the test or something. She used to go to. She was here with me. She went back to Phoenix, but. They want I want her to get a get they want to give her an award, so I'm trying to make that happen. And yeah, the deadline was like a couple of days ago, but I told them my situation, and they extended the deadline. So right now, that's the reason why, like, it always, like, I'm trying to make that happen, you know what I mean? Like, I'm at the shop, I'm making them, I'm cruising around selling them, and then I'm going to shows. Actually, I was cruising around all day, you know what I mean? Probably like from like probably 9 in the morning till like probably like about probably six, you know what I mean? And then probably like sometimes I kick back about 6 or 5, or I'll start making them about 5, all the way till like about 10 at night, 10:30.
Gotcha. You know,
Yeah.
there's a lot of free ways to get your art out there just on social media, right? Like,
Yeah, I know that too, you know what I mean? 'Cause, but at the same time, you know what I mean, a lot of people copy. I'm not saying I'm all that, you know what I mean? I don't complain because people they copy, they're real quick, and then they're like, people know my necklaces and they're like, oh, you got it from him, they're like, that's cool. But then I'm like, I go like certain, I see certain necklaces and I'll look at it and I'm like, I didn't make that one. I'll be like, you know what I mean? I'll be like, oh, but I don't say nothing, you know what I mean? That's the reason why people like you can post that everywhere, but like I don't know.
Here's
You
what I
know?
think. As far as my art and the art that I love to purchase, it's
Yeah.
such a good process when you actually get like a video or a series. It's almost like a certificate of authenticity when you can buy something and you can actually watch. You know, some artists have those step-by-step kind of like, here's a video of me making the necklace and you get to buy the necklace. And here's the double whammy is you get to charge
Well,
more
internal
for
that
it.
I don't know. That's I heard about that. I heard about that. Yeah.
'Cause that's what I like when I, you know, someone will send me something, pair of earrings or, you know, even a painting. I bought a painting before where you actually get to see kind of a time lapse of it going in and the process of it getting made. And it's always cool to show people because you have the art and then you have like the, hey, this is how it was made, right? I like that personally. I know a lot of people do, and it might be something that you might think about adding to in the future, right?
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I'm just like in a rush all the time. I'm just like making, like, I can't really, my time, like, you know what I mean? And everybody knows I make them, and everybody knows I make them with love and care. So, but I don't know, like, they'll be like, oh, it's his. Or like, yeah. But I'll look into that later on. I don't know, I'll check it out.
I feel that, man. So tell me, you know, you grew up on the res. What did you do? Did you ever get around to finishing school? Did you go to college? What was kind of your first route or your first step into like adulthood, you know, from your childhood, obviously, you know, being raised in those circumstances?
I think I dropped out. I mean, I think I made it to like the 11th grade. I got like to 11th grade in credits, like, you know what I mean? I got up there, but I think I dropped out. I was like, started getting in trouble, like I said, as a young age. I was getting in trouble. That was back in the 90s, like the early. I was a boy. A matter of fact, when I was small, when I was 8, I started training with boxing, and I got into boxing, and that's a whole nother story. We can probably, I don't know. That's a whole nother story. It's a good story. It's a real nice one. But after that, I turned to my teenage years, and then I just started getting in trouble. And I went, I don't know. It wasn't all that. Yeah.
So clearly going down the wrong path, right?
Yeah,
And
that's basically. And at the same time, you know what I mean? That's probably why I'm here right now, to probably to explain. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I know like a lot of mentorship and this and that, you know, I'm not saying I'm trying to be a mentor, but I just want people like to know, like, you know, the real, not like, you know, like people who really been through it. You know
I
what I mean?
hear
So there's
you.
a lot more people, like, you know what I mean, everything wasn't all good, and people like kids didn't finish school, and you know what I mean, like there was a lot of, you know what I mean? That's what
Well,
happened.
and it's also important to relate to them too, right? Like to kind of let them know, hey, I was in the same position, actually, even sometimes
Yes.
worse position than whatever it is that you're going
Yeah, I was
through.
in. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Because most of the, like the kids, like nothing ever lies. You know what I mean? They'll look, they'll watch, and then they'll like they'll study. People can tell real quick. You know what I mean? Even the kids too. Even the ones that have been through it are like, you know what I mean? They go through like, you know, a lot of stuff. Then they'll see another person. They'll be like, you know what? Like, you know, they won't say nothing, but they'll just like listen real quick, and they'll be like, oh yeah, that dude part. You know what I mean? Like you see, like that's how I am too. You know what I mean? Like I can sense it. You know what I mean? I sell a lot of jewelry. I go like a lot of places, and once I go like around here, I'll be like, I can already sense. You know what I mean? But I'm a good person. I believe in God, and I don't judge nobody. You know what I mean? So I just wanted, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, to just inspire and motivate everybody.
Yeah, I hear you there. And tell me the real man. So did you do any time? Were you arrested or kind of what
Oh
was that?
yeah, all that,
Oh,
all that good stuff, all that good
it's good
stuff. Matter
stuff,
matter
huh?
of fact, matter of fact, matter of fact, 17. When I was 17, I like that's when I went in. like six, like 17, I went in, like 16. When I was 16 years old, I had a kid. You know what I mean? I had a kid. I had my first son. And 13 or 14, I was already crazy. I think I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or something. And I went back to the res, and it was just like, yeah, I did that a long time ago. But I learned my lesson, and that's probably basically what made me, like, you know what I mean, want to spread my knowledge and my knowledge and everything, because I have pride in who I am and what I've been through, even though it's not a lot. You know what I mean? Even though it's like it wasn't the right route, but I have, like, some knowledge, and then, like, even then it still kept going. You know what I mean? I got locked in when I was 18, and after that, like, I kept on going. So I'm glad I, like, the past 10 years I've just been chilling out. Not even 10 years, like, not even, like, probably like 4 or 5 years ago, I got
Oh,
out of
yeah.
game. Yeah, I got out of game. It ain't nothing to brag about. Ain't nothing, you know, I mean, nobody cares about you. Nobody's really there for you. You know what I mean? That's probably what really woke me up. You know what I mean? But I had my people in there, and I was standing up for my people. So I don't know, you know what I mean? But we all got to leave that behind us. So I'm just glad I'm here today.
Yeah, I hear that, man. And kind of what I wanted to ask you following up on that is how important is it to have good people around you, right? Whether they're the customers that support you, right? Or the people that
It's
you also help out.
kind of really, really, really important right now, because even though I'm a good person, and, like, I had another, like, I got done dirty, you know what I mean? Like, through my own, like, I've been through a lot, you know what I mean? And not, like, through dumb, stupid stuff, you know what I mean? But just, like, stuff I couldn't, like, different, like, traditional stuff, you know what I mean? But now it's like, I don't know, like, I don't know. I should be all right. I should be all right. But what was the question again?
How important is it to have good people around you?
Oh yeah, it's kind of real important, and that's the reason why, like, I'm really solo. But a lot of good people know me, and I get invited to churches, and I got God with me. God's finding me, and I got nothing but, like, and then I go everywhere to events, and then people know who I am, and then I don't know, like, I am who I am, and I ain't trying to fake nothing. You know what I mean? That's basically, like, you just gotta be real. But I have a lot of people, like, that's the reason why I'm saying, like, I have people looking up to me. So that's the reason why I'm really about inspiring and motivating.
Yeah, and it seems like
I
that's been
realize.
my biggest thing is authenticity always wins, right?
That's what I'm
Like,
saying. That's the key. That's my main thing. Like, if you really knew me and everything, you're gonna be like, man, you gotta be like, I don't know, that's all I got, you know what I mean? That's all I got.
So almost 5 years sober, man. It's a really big deal. I didn't want to skip past that. That process, though, of becoming a new person, is that kind of a good way to explain it? Because I've never had to deal with anything like that, yet so far, thankfully. But how did that change your life, and kind of what made you want to, obviously, not dying is a good reason, right? But for you and your own kind of spiritual and individual journey, made you want to make that change? Because I'm happy that you did, because you're still here for it, right?
Yeah. But you said, what did you say right now? You said,
What made you want to get sober, man? And how did you find a
don't
successful
know, like, I
process?
don't know, like, I was real hard-headed. I was real hard-headed, and I was, like, you know what I mean, on some, like, not lazy stuff, but, like, you know what I mean, just, it wasn't good, you know what I mean? I was hard-headed, and probably the only thing that strained me out is, like, pain, and, like, really, like, getting down, like, rock bottom, you know what I mean? And just probably that, you know? And probably going to prison back to back, like, in the, like, 10, in the past 10 years. Yeah, that's rough, though, you know what I mean? Like, back to back, you know what I mean? Like, boom, boom, and then nobody was there for me. And then basically, like, all the pain was the only thing that'll teach you know what I mean? Pain was the only thing that'll teach you.
What did you do while you were locked up, doing your stints? What is that like, man? Because here's the coolest part is I had somebody that was inside for like 13 years. Shout out to Ed, right? And I asked him, hey, what was the biggest thing that most normal people take for granted about their freedom, right? And about their ability to just walk around? And he said, the most important thing that I think about every single day is the ability to open your own doors. That most people take that for granted. They just think that they can just, have the opportunity to go anywhere. We could travel just like your jewelry business, right? You can travel anywhere. You get to meet a lot of different people, a lot of different places. But how often do people have the opportunity to do that? And they don't go and travel and see those new places. They just stay on the res, right? Or they just stay in their hometown and they never really get to go out
Yeah,
there and explore.
that's the reason why like I'm kind of like different, like I kind of like, like trying to like, I'm not really out there to spread, like, like I'm not trying to spread no word, you know what I mean? But there is a lot of people that don't go nowhere, you know what I mean? There is a lot of people that go nowhere, and like being in there is like probably the food. The food's no good, you know what I mean? Like the same thing. I don't know, like that. You gotta be happy. You're gonna eat everything. You can eat all like real, see, I don't know. I'm still institutionalized. I still got the pork rinds. So even though, like it's probably the food. I don't know, the food and just having to go anywhere. And that's the reason why I go everywhere right now too, because I was like shut down. Now I'm like hitting events like, far, and then this year like it's gonna be different. So, and that's the reason why I always got God, and that's the reason why I always stick to myself, because like, where I'm from, like you gotta be careful, like. I just like I have a lot going, so I keep it to myself, and I got God by my side, so everything should be all right.
Yeah, I like to hear that. And when you talk about your events, things like that, what's your process for like setting up and, obviously what makes a successful event to you? Like, how do you know when you've done a good job?
I don't know, like, maybe when I would have when when I did all right, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, like, like it's random. It's random, and when I met enough people, because like mainly it'd be like the young kids that come up, and then like the young high school students, or the college students, and then they'll be coming at me like, different questions. They're like, "Hey, I'm doing this or this and that," you know what I mean? But everybody be interested, and they'll be like, "How this and how that," and that's like about. It's all about authenticity. About telling them like what's really, really real and this was really that, you know what I mean? And they're either gonna be like, oh, I didn't, like, I don't know nothing about it, or they're gonna be like, oh, I can relate, you know what I mean? But it's probably just meeting people and connections. That's when I know it's a good event.
I like that. I like that based on the connections. And is that your favorite part of the event? Is the connections?
Yes, you got to be that, and either me, like, if it's a good powwow, and then. If I have like, cause I have like, well, I know like a couple people, and if everybody's like, if everybody like, like everybody's getting good business, you know what I mean? Like all the other vendors, cause I know a lot of other vendors. Like if everybody's happy, then that's a good event, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And here's my question is, where did you learn to kind of start to make your art? Like, is there someone specifically that taught you, or did you do it on your
Oh
own?
no,
Did you
I learned it from my friends. I learned from my bros. My bro's on the reservation. My mom used to do it. I think my dad used to do it, but they didn't really show me. But I learned it like with my party friends. I learned it with my party friends. And
that's
yeah, I was going through it back in the day, and then I was going like that's when I was going back and forth to back like back and forth to prison, and I think I had a DUI, but I was going back and forth, and then like the last days, and they're like, "Oh, like you know what I mean? We're going to town every day," and I just remembered that, and then I got out, and we're like, let's go sell," and then like they're like, "Here's a necklace," you know what I mean? And after that, they knew that was a gateway for me to get out of whatever, you know what I mean? Because I used to like be about fast money, but I didn't like it, so.
Yeah. And here's the funny part. You've said that twice now, the fast money part. Fast money never lasts, right? So it's
Exactly.
like if you want
That's
to
the reason
actually.
why. That's like, I already been through all that. So later on, when I get like, deeper into it, you know what I mean? Like my mission and my motive is to inspire and motivate. So, I can talk to probably different, like, kids that like, that are on drugs and different, you know what I mean? That's the reason
Yeah.
why you got to be diverse, you know what I mean? And use all your, like, whatever you've been through, you know what I mean? I don't know how to say it. I know a lot, but I'm like, certain words I don't know how to say, you know what I mean?
I think you did a good job saying it, bro, of inspire and motivate. What more do you need to say, right? I can get a little wordy, right? And I can, get real technical and comprehensive with the way that I speak sometimes, but that's kind of what I'm after as well, and hopefully a lot of other people are after, is to inspire those people coming up behind them and motivate them to understand that everything's a process, right? And it's a long process, and it's a hard process too. If you actually want to build something big, and especially if you care a lot about it, it feels risky sometimes, right?
And at the same time, let me say this real quick. You got to be a really good person if you really make this stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be like believing in the creator. You can't be all about the money, you know what I mean? Because I make my necklaces, and I have a clear heart, and I like, clear love, like made with love and care. And people, they put on the necklaces, like certain people, I don't know how they do it, but there's certain people put on necklaces and they can just feel whoever or how you made it, you know what I mean? And especially when you're selling too, you know what I mean? You gotta be like, appreciate everything and everything, like gratitude, and it is what it is on whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to get into this, you can't be like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Because it's not all good. It'd be like, oh, everybody, like, I'll be back later or whatever, you know what I mean? You gotta be able to like take a lot, you know what I mean? But it's like I said, it's not just centered like about the money.
Let me ask you this, since you kind of brought up art, you brought up money a little bit. What do you think are some of the biggest things that are missing within the Native American community? In your opinion?
I'd probably say I'd probably say unit, probably more unity. Probably more unity, like if they had like powers, they have certain I'm talking about unity and tribes. That, because I'm not just thinking about small things, I'm thinking about the big things. And like, if we all got like, really more together, then it'll be like a whole different story, you feel me?
Yeah, what
But
kind of
maybe
story do
like
you
a fun,
think?
I don't know, like a big story, like a big strong story, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I don't like, but that's just like my like that's just who I am, how I carry myself, you know what I mean? That's just like how God made me. And I'm saying I'm special, but I just have a lot of faith, and I know like a lot of stuff I can do just on my with my just my jewelry, even just spreading my word and my little contacts.
Yeah, and it's really cool because it's the effort, right? Like things like you were talking about earlier, effort is free, right? Like it doesn't cost anything. And if you actually work hard and put a strong effort in, good things usually happen, right?
It's not gonna happen overnight though, you know what I mean? But shoot, only like what they say 80% try, you know what I mean? No, 80% want to, 20% try, but like only 1 or 2%, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Do it,
Do.
you know?
I like that.
Yeah, so like you gotta be, I'm not saying you gotta be like, it gotta be like, you just gotta have like, you gotta take them no's and all them lie, like whatever, you know what I mean? You just gotta be a good person no matter what and just have fun, even though like you just wanna sit there all day for the first couple of years, you know what I mean?
I think something that's important to say too is you aren't going to be perfect when you first start out, right? Like, I
Yeah,
think a lot of people.
it takes time, it takes a lot of time. Because I started walking around everywhere. I'll walk around all burnt out, and I'll walk around like, you know what I mean, like probably in Shiprock, like sort of border towns. But I'll show up there in the morning, then I'll leave like after I'm done, you know what I mean? But I'll start out in the morning. But just like it took like probably a year or two, like walking around like a whole year, probably like one a day. Probably sometimes when I first started, like nothing all day, and then the second year probably like one or two a day, and then the third year I'll be like selling all of them, whatever I had in my hand.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'll be selling, then I'll go back to my car for more, and then I'll be going back. Then ever since then, it was just gotta be make sure and be ready, you know what I mean? And at the same
Yeah.
time, you gotta build up your your appearance. Because you go up different places, they're gonna be like, who's this dude? You know what I mean? You gotta like show them who you are. And at the same time, like I say and I tell everybody, like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff out there, this and that, but nothing can stop you if you have nothing but good intentions. So I go
I
everywhere
love
by
that.
myself, and I go everywhere by myself and this and that, and I had to deal with a lot of like certain stuff, certain bullshit, like you know what I mean, like whatever, you know what I mean, like people just jealous and hating. But at the end, they're like, "Oh, you're good. You're, you know what I mean? Like, they know who I am." And after a while, they're like, "You know, oh, that's just who is it? You know what I mean? Gotta go through that too, you know."
Yeah, I hear you there. So unity, though, that's a big topic, right? The more people that work together instead of, like you're talking about, breaking each other down and talking shit, right? Imagine
Yeah.
if it was more of a positive vibe to help
That's the reason.
everybody.
That's the reason why it's nothing but positivity when you come around me. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, you know, good luck. I don't know you. And I don't say I don't know you, but I'm like, hey, you know, good luck. And even though I know a person, even though like I know they're all whatever messed up, I'll still wish them the best. You know what I mean? But I'll be like, you know, I'm staying on this side. You know what I mean? But everywhere I go, like, hey, you know, I would, God bless you. Like lately, God's really come in my life. So like, you know, God bless you. And a lot of people are just coming friends. They're coming like family. You know what I mean? So it's nothing but positive vibes. And that's how it is. Got it, like especially with having and making and selling jewelry too. I think, you know what I mean? But I see a lot of people like grimy and this and that out there. Like, you know, you can't dodge nothing, you know what I mean? You can't dodge nothing, you know. So
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, hey, as I kind of land the plane here, and I appreciate you for taking the time to share a little bit about your story and obviously your process. I have two questions, and we're not in a hurry, so you can, take your time and there's no rush. But the first one, you don't have to have an answer to. I just wanted to see if it opens up anything or takes us anywhere. Is there anything that I didn't get around to asking you yet so far that you wanted to maybe share a little bit more about or highlight before I let you get going here on the rest of your day?
oh no, nothing, no, nothing right now, bro. Because sometimes I know I'd be talking a little bit too much. But
No,
at
that's the
the
only
same
thing.
time, it all goes like, no, I just want to say, you know, believe in the creator. The creator's right there. You know what I mean? He's with me right now, and I'm still here today. Especially like I've been through a lot, and you know, just find God, and probably if you want to do this, put love into your craft. You know what I mean? And put love and don't make it about like all about the money. Yeah, you got to make it like, you know, support yourself, but or like once you do it for something else on another level, then after that everything else will come through. So just believe in God.
I love to hear that, man. The last thing is my favorite question because this one gives you the chance to shout out some of the good people, maybe some of the good vendors that you mentioned earlier that I can reach out to and possibly see if they'd be interested in coming on the show, just like you did, right? And sharing some of their
Oh,
story. So who are maybe like two to three people that you can think of that you'd like to shout out
I don't
and
know, man. I don't know. I have friends, but man, they're on another one. You're like, nah, you better pay me. You feel me? They're gonna be saying that, so I don't know anybody. I don't know.
Hey,
Yeah, they're gonna be
some.
like, pay me. Yeah, they're gonna be like, pay me. Or they're
All
like,
right.
every little thing, they're like that. I'm like, damn, but they're cool with me. But everybody's like, and at the same time, they see me speaking out, and they see me like this and that, and they're like, you know what, like, damn, like you ain't charging for that shit. You know what I mean? They always say that, you know. But I'm
So.
good.
Hey, well, anybody that comes to mind, then they don't have to be a vendor. Is there anybody whose story you think is worth telling a little bit more? Maybe in the native community, it doesn't necessarily have to be, but you see what we're trying to do, you see what we're trying to build, and it takes good people to do that, right? Is there anybody that there's got to be somebody, right, that you'd like to at least slide on and see if they'd be interested in telling their story? Anybody?
Like I said, my bros, they got LLCs and they got big businesses. My close people, like I said, I
Yeah.
don't know, man. I don't know. They're too shy too. They're gonna be like, man, I don't know. I don't know.
Too shy, too shy. Well,
Yeah.
maybe we can reach out to them off the microphone and see if they'd be interested. What do you think
I
about
don't
that?
know. Probably. I don't know, bro. Like, you're lucky you got me right now. I don't know, but yeah.
Oh, I can say that. Hey, I'm not lucky I got you. I can get anybody I want on, all right? That's we do this because we love it, right? We do this because it helps out
Yeah.
the community and it's important because if these stories and these things aren't documented, right, won't they be lost? How fast would it be lost if nobody continued talking about it, right? Or if it just ended with you. So I think that's kind of something that's been on my mind and my heart lately is the more people that are willing to not take the fast bait or the fast money, like you were saying, right? And actually, give the knowledge, right? And understanding that those people that you're talking about saying, hey, pay me. Well, hold on. Did they pay for the knowledge that they got? Right? Like, isn't knowledge supposed to be
That's
free
what I'm
and
saying.
open?
That's what I'm saying. That's the reason why I'm into motivate and inspire. You feel me?
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
I don't want to be calling out people though, you know what I mean? I don't know. But
I hear what you're
yeah,
saying.
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I'm by myself right now, because that's the reason why, you know what I mean, I am who I am, because I only allow good people around me, and there's only a certain few, and they don't got no businesses right now. And you know what I mean? The people I know are probably in prison. Those are the ones I know.
I wonder if
Those
you
are the
could do a
ones
pod.
that I, those are the ones that I'll be like, yeah, I'll put on, you know what I mean? But other than that, I don't know. Honestly.
Well, we'll have to figure out when they get out, and then I'll still talk to them. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you for taking the time. I appreciate the listener. This has been another episode of Smoke Signals. We will catch you guys later.